It's 8:22 Pacific time here on CBC Radio 1. Finding Fontanelles is a film about trout and fly fishing from Canada to Chile. It's a film about conservation as well. It's been touring the U.S. and Canada, winning awards and entertaining audiences. Here's a bit from the film.
The truchas were brought here to Patagonia by the Perito Moreno. And maybe today, the truchas are the ones who are going to save the culture that really Perito Moreno wanted. Because with the excuse of taking care of the fishing and the cold water, what we will be taking care is of the culture.
That's an excerpt from the film Finding Fontanelles. The 70-minute feature debuts tomorrow, Saturday, November 5th, at the Fly Fishing Film Festival in Kelowna. It's produced by Patagonia, but the filmmaker is Travis Lowe. Travis is also a camera editor with Global News Okanagan, and he's with us in our studio this morning. Good morning, Travis.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. Tell us what Finding Fontanelles is all about.
First of all, you and I share something in common. You like to fish.
I do like to fish, but I'm new to the game. Okay. I've only started in the last couple of years.
You have to come to the film then. Finding Fontanelles is really a story about four anglers who go down to Argentina in order to find a new world record brook trout. But what they find in Argentina changes their thoughts and perceptions about what they're doing. And really, it's more of a story of one man and his self-redemption going from being lured away from his goal by the siren song of catching a new world record brook trout and realizing that he needs to step up and become part of conservation. And it's about his actions that he takes in order to help save this place in Argentina called the Rio Tigre.
And for you, as you made this film, did your own perception change of what the goal was?
No, my perception of conservation has always been the same, and that's why I make fly fishing films. My perception of has always been that if you use the resource, you need to take care of the resource. And my films have always had a conservation angle. The last film I did in Thailand was the same thing, had a conservation angle. And I think that film is a tool that you use to make change and to show people a message. And so this film has a very strong message. We just use someone else's journey in this film in order to make our point.
What is it about, you were talking before we went on the air, that fly fishing is your passion in life. What is it about it that you love?
Well, it's like you said, fishing and fish are actually secondary. For me, it's about the places where you will find wild trout. And so whether that's the Rocky Mountains, whether it's the coast of British Columbia, or whether it's the steppes of Patagonia, or the faraway, you know, Mongolia, you'll find trout in the most beautiful places in the world. And for me, it's just about being in that place. I've evolved as an angler because when you first start fishing, you want to catch a fish. The next thing you want to do is you want to catch a lot of fish. After that, you want to catch the biggest fish.
That's where I'm at about the big fish progression there.
Once you catch a bunch of big fish, you start to realize that it was never really the fish that you were there for in the first place. You start to realize that you want to become one with the environment that these fish are in. And that's where this gentleman, Bart Bonim, who is the executive producer of the film, not only that, he's the star and the narrator of the film. That's where his realization comes about it. And he starts to realize in this film that he wanted to catch a big world record brook trout, but the place that he found became so intrinsic to his soul, and he had visited over three times, that he needed to help save that place. And it's about what he does to help save that place.
Tell us about that place and how you captured it on film.
There was a lot of camera crew and a lot of work involved and just even just getting in there. We're talking about, you know, being about 7 hours away from any real civilization into the Andes Mountains in Patagonia. There's nothing in Patagonia to start with. So we're on the border of, we're in Argentina, we're in the Andes Mountains on the border of Chile, and we had drones, underwater cameras, so much stuff that it took, like, we had to cross a lake. We had to take five trips in a boat across the lake to get to where we were going. With so much, we had way too much crap, basically.
And can you describe the natural environment that you were in? I mean, what does it look like?
Yeah, when you go into the Rio Tigre, what happens is you're coming up from the steppes of the plains, what they call the Pampas of Argentina, to where the mountains, you know, the Andes Mountains, the youngest mountains in the world, rise up like 11,000, 12,000 feet, and they just rise up from the flat. So all of a sudden, they're just bang on the horizon. And the Tigre actually floats from east to west, it actually flows down into Chile and then out to the Pacific Ocean. So the river forms in the middle of the mountains, and when you come in from this wide open plain, you start to get into this thick bottleneck of the mountains, and it becomes very foreboding and choked and tight in there, and there's an almost physical and emotional feeling that the river itself and the valley itself gives you that is very foreboding.
This film will obviously appeal to fishermen, but to other people as well. What can someone who's, if someone has never been fishing, let alone fly fishing before, what do you hope they take away?
Well, there's themes and there's human themes in the film, friendship, redemption. There's things like that that are intrinsic to almost any interesting film. But I hope the takeaway that people take from this film, we have a simple message in this film, and the simple message is this: the time for doing nothing has come and gone when it comes to conservation. You must step up and act because, you know, the environment, we need to save the environment. And that doesn't mean you have to do the heavy lifting. You don't have to get out and get into a stream and move stuff and do that sort of thing. All you have to do is take part. You can donate money to a group who does that thing. There's many easy ways to become involved in conservation. And the film provides one that easy way.
When you're making a film like this, do you get a chance to fish?
Yeah, of course I do. It's not often, but I do. And the special thing about it is that because I don't get to fish too often, they often save the big fish for me. They're like, okay, Travis, you haven't fished all day long. There's a big fish right there. You get to do it. And then I usually walk in and flub it.
Travis, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
Travis Lowe is organizing the 8th Annual Trout Unlimited Fly Fishing Film Festival. It's a fundraising event. It's happening tomorrow at Kelowna's Laurel Packing House. Tickets are available at Trout Waters on Harvey Avenue in Kelowna.